Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Keith McGrath, and I guess before we go, I congratulate Tiger Nimmer. Friend for over 40 years on your new store, and Keith and your and the whole crew at Norrell Toyota, congratulations. You're making downtown brighter, and certainly I can't count the cars I'm after buying off Nimmer, and even your dad back in the day in the 80s when we were up the hill, myself and Nimmer and Simpson working out of a trailer.
That's so, right. I remember that trailer very well.
So I guess to introduce myself, certainly... don't dismiss the 18 years I served on the Catholic School Board and in my current role as city councillor for the last 10, and served the nation as the CEO of the Noha Group.
There you go. Busy man, a lot of history, and you are the most viewed and most visited guest on the Mac City Morning Show. You hold the title of... You've been here the most, so we appreciate the support.
Well, I appreciate that, Elliot, and there's no secret in the community. I think when we first struck it off was Santa's Anonymous, I think it was. And certainly your wife had a hand in teaching my kids, and that's the one thing that's not lost on me in Fort McMurray. Look at my own situation. I've known Chief Vern for 40 years, a guy I work for. Mm-hmm. There's a whole community here, and I think in the last week or so, just being around, it was just so nice to spend a few days with the seniors, and then go up to Father Bo and see your wife, and my heavens, the market that was put on last week, and we're getting close to a season where most people celebrate, but we have to be mindful that if somebody's looking for help, do the best you can, as always, but especially this time of the year where they have a tendency to see a lot of hurt. Mm-hmm. And without friends, that hurt can become come harm. So I guess not to be somber, but I guess to be more realistic, that's how we connected.
And right.
That's where I have a lot of respect for what you do in the community.
Thanks, man.
And Christmas time has a special meaning for me.
Yeah, yeah. And I can see one thing, like, because we live near to each other, you are a man who's always out and about in this community. You're checking off at tons of different stops all of the time. Your car is always in and out of that driveway. You're a very busy man around town. What do you like to do when you're making all these moves?
Well, to be honest, the last couple of years I've had my own challenges that kind of limited me to being around without proper support. What I love doing most is recognizing the real people. And when I need a bit of advice, maybe it's Chief Jim or maybe it's a senior down at Golden Years, but I have a lot of respect for elders and seniors. And I believe that, in service, after 29 years of being at an elected seat, there's three groups of people that I think the higher power call us to make sure that they're safe. And that's kids, ladies, elders, and seniors. And go to your knowledge keepers. And there's knowledge keepers in every form of life that can guide you. And I'm blessed to have Bride as a knowledge keeper for me. Mm-hmm. Because My indigenous experience started 4 decades ago, but really when Bride was teaching in Wabascaw Des Marais, that's when my outreach started to grow. And I'm proud to tell you, after a decade with ACON and now in my current role, you know, it's been 17 years of going to different nations and really not clear today even, you know, on the whole demographics. Mm-hmm. But the culture, I learn something new every day. And I have friends that, you know, whether it's from Fort Chip, Conklin, Janvier, Fort McKay, you know, Fort Chip, whether it's in northern BC, I think we all have a common ground just to respect one another. And as some would say, I don't really judge anybody, because once I can get past judging myself, mm-hmm. I guess that'll be the day. But that'll be the day where I'm 6 feet away.
There you go. Now, the one group that you talked about is the seniors and elders. That's where I bumped into you a few days ago. We were both down at that Katie dinner gala.
Yeah.
And when we walked in there, everybody knew who you were, just like right off the bat. From some of the younger families to, I don't remember the lady's name, I do apologize, but you've known her for like 16 years. She organizes and runs things. How have you been able to make these type of like long-lasting and new connections in this community?
Yeah. Well, I, from Newfoundland to Vancouver, in the Maine and Seattle, I've always said one thing. It doesn't take 2 seconds to pick up a phone and say hello to somebody that means something to you. And I don't place myself on material stuff, but mm-hmm. walking in, yeah, I got a bit choked up simply because, you know, whether it was, you know, Colleen and her son, or Kelly that I hadn't seen for 40 years, Stephen and people in the back kitchen, Merle, you know, give me shit for being late, and Debbie Hand can tell you that last year I prepared, I was so happy that prepared, you know, my own dish of macaroni, but the only thing is, well, I bought it a week too early.
Yeah.
And this year I was a little bit late. Yeah. But when I walk into the Golden Years Society, there's two things come to mind. We landscaped that place in, I believe it was 85 or 86. I look across the road, you know, next to it, the Unity House. That's been full, over full. And then with, you know, a family of the Calabrews and stuff, we were able to help Cliff Dim and them out with a new property. Mm-hmm. And sad to say, that's full. And that's where I come back to. Hopefully someday we won't need a place to keep family safe. Mm-hmm. And I think this region is a prime example where we need to bring in different supports. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, once you've been through an illness that requires specialists that don't come here, mm-hmm. you understand the pain it is for, you know, people young and old alike to mm-hmm. get the proper medical care.
Yeah.
And, you know, friendships, they bring you a lot, and especially when you need it most. Mm-hmm. So it's important to me to keep those lines of communication open. Mm-hmm. And to see people you haven't seen in years, but you know what friends are? You pick up just like you left yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, like, you know, Trudy, she used to be a principal at over in Dickensfield.
Sister Mayfield?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Trudy, I mean, she'd kill me if I forgot her name. But she's a lovely lady. And, you know, Lenny Clark's wife and her daughter at the school. I seen Jesso and them last week. And I'm lucky enough to be on the third generation now, knowing the kids.
Right.
Of the grandfathers or the fathers and
right.
or the moms. So it's a great community in that respect, and I think that if you put a little effort in, mm-hmm. you get a lot of effort back. Mm-hmm. And it's not about how much you're gonna make or what you're gonna, you know, have advantage. Relationships are sacred in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you got lots of them here, there's no doubt about that.
Well, you know, I had a few moments where I almost didn't make it. And whether it was Bride always waiting for me to come to the other side or the community, it's still a lovely community, but the challenges are taxing for most.
There you go. Now, last topic. We're going into the new year now. From a council standpoint, like, what do you think we should be ready to see? What's going on? What's happening in our community from, like, your vantage point for the new year?
Well, to be quite frank, that all depends what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
You know, because one thing about being an elected official, you sit back in the chair and you're judged, you're remembered. But if you take that chair for what it's really meant to be, mm-hmm. and that's to be a contributor to the community that sustains itself, what I see in 24 is an awakening for years of not receiving your rightful dole from the levels of government.
Right.
And I think that a big partnership, like many partnerships, are noted as par threes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dream to have a par four partnership that allows for roadways, logistics, people. And I'm going to keep on pushing for that, because I have a vested interest here. Even though my kids are all very successful and moved away, well, me and Brian and Rosie still need a place to live, and so do the people that helped us get here. And we have a lot of friends here. And as long as I have the ear in my tank, gas in my tank, I think that the common thread has to be adjust our spend to sustain the community and think of ways where we can get mom and dad home here every night instead of families doing without mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Well, before we give you your shout-out or plug, we're going to throw to a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Okay, Keith, it's at the end of the show. You know how this goes. Everybody gets a shameless shout out and or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I guess I want to give a shout out to the people that have been checking in with me, you know, thinking, is he okay? I'm okay, right? And I'm more than thankful for that, because I had a couple the other night on the phone. I bet for an hour, and this guy, you know, he's moved away from the community. He had his own hockey team up here. Good lawyer. Good judge. I can't put him on the spot, but I think anybody that knows us knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But he's been a sincere friend in my life for many years. Don't say a whole lot, but when he tells me something, I've got to be told.
Mm-hmm.
So what my shout out is to thank all the friends here in Fort McMurray that have helped me, my family, my friends, and put up with some of my nonsense every now and then. I don't mean to be mean to people. Sometimes I talk too fast or I type too quick. But certainly at the end of the day, I think that my message, my shout is thanks to everybody, to family, friends, and foe. I think that as I turned 57 last week, I didn't know I'd get this long out of it. And my brother Derek said to me one time, Keith, he said, your life is like a yardstick. You got 65 yards, you got 8 left. Make the most of them. And I think the message that came from my brother was, don't really have to change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just smarten up a little bit.
There you go. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.